When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hello everyone, welcome to another video from Fantasy Football Scout. Something a bit different today, introducing a new concept, a new game. It's called Club. I'm really excited to play it and hear more about it. And I'm joined by Adam, who works on the game. How are you doing?
Hey there, Az. I'm very well. Thank you for having me on today.
You're more than welcome. Yeah, so what is this? Why have you decided to kind of get involved in this project? And what kind of can we expect when this game comes out?
Yeah, so I've been working on this for about 6 or 7 months now. I'm the sort of lead game designer and one of the founders here at the team. So we just wanted to, you know, we love football games. I love kind of all the football games. I play FPL, I play So Rare, I play Football Manager. But there's a kind of a little gap we spotted here for, you know, is there a game that can kind of combine elements of Football Manager with a bit of fantasy and put that in a really kind of fun visual mobile game sort of format, with things like, you know, fewer template teams, with a kind of live transfer market where prices are kind of moving in real time. We want to see people building cool stadiums, picking your badge for your club, kind of visualizing your dream club, naming your club, and kind of just sort of taking it to the next level, really, in terms of giving the fan the kind of ability to build that kind of dream club, but also do that in a way that's based on real players, because you can do that in, say, FIFA, you can do that in you know, maybe Football Manager, but no one's ever really done it in a way that is combined with a fantasy format where you're picking real players for your club. So that's what we've been doing. It's been a blast to work on for the last 6 months. I'm really enjoying it. We're trying to get it out for April in a first beta.
Yeah, I think what I like the look of is we call ourselves like fantasy managers, right? And it's, I think if you're outside of the circle of FPL, you kind of think, what are they talking about? I mean, like my dad, I think I'd said once about, you know, being a fantasy manager. He's just like, what are you talking about? That's not a real thing. But Club, yeah, you know, because you get to control a lot more aspects of different things, like you mentioned your badge and, you know, and the finances and the transfers and all that kind of stuff. It does actually make you feel a bit more like an actual manager rather than probably
exactly. I would like to think so, yeah. And because you're working with kind of real formations as well, there's no sort of, you don't have four wing backs and five strikers. Yeah. You have a proper team that would kind of make sense, you know, it, and you've got kind of changes to make in the week as well. You're not just sort of you lock your team and then you're a sort of passive observer who hides behind the couch. You've actually got the ability to kind of make a few substitutions, or Pep's not started Cancelo, so I can actually do something about that. I can use my squad like a real manager.
So here's on the screen, I've got some, it's a mobile game, so there's obviously the pictures here represent the kind of different screens that you might see when you're playing the mobile version. It looks really nice. I mean, the squad view, for example, over on the right, is really nice. I see players in there like Kante, which makes me think, okay, is Kante actually going to be a factor? Can I actually pick him in this? You know, I wouldn't be able to in my FPL team, but sure, I would in this.
Yeah, for sure. So yeah, he's there for a reason. So this team showcases really, you know, you've got a real team here. You've got a left back, you've got a right back, you've got two centre backs, you've got a defensive midfielder who you wouldn't normally pick. Because you've always, you know, what you normally look for is players who always score goals. And that's important, you know, so it's still a kind of goals heavy game. That's what you're going to be looking for, and assists too. But, you know, we just thought, well, why doesn't a player like Kante get rewarded? You know, he's world class. You should, if you're watching the game and you're seeing Kante have a really kind of Kante-like game and he's just kind of dominating the field, you should be seeing him kind of picking up points. So we've just tried to make every position meaningful. You know, if we're saying you can pick a defensive midfielder, that's actually got to still be fun. You've got to want them in your team. So that's the kind of philosophy behind that, yeah.
Yeah, I think FPL would benefit from player classifications in general. You know, there's kind of the FanTrax do it a little bit. They have that kind of you know, they have different points scored based on tackles, interceptions, and that kind of thing. But yeah, it's nice to see. I think when a new game like this comes out, when those players are rewarded, because FPL's got the simplicity, but for the people who want to get more engaged, more into it, and I think with something like this, you need to be engaged to get the most out of it. Yeah. You want to have that kind of control.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, well, one of the things when I spoke to FPL General, one of the things he picked up on that he really liked was how things like key passes are rewarded in there. So you have a winger who has a really, really good game, and he's sort of made four or five key passes, like you know, someone like Maximin, but no one finishes them. But that's not St. Maximin's fault. Mm-hmm. So he's still getting rewarded for those key passes because he's made that contribution. So it's all things like that just make it a more satisfying experience. Like we've been testing this with kind of focus groups of fans for 6 months now. And when we go out and say, you know, this is our score, this is the score they got in FPL or So Rare or another game. And we compare it mainly to like the fan reports. So you go to like the, you know, if you've seen Liverpool play, you go to the Liverpool Echo and you say, okay, what did they say? What did their kind of pundits say about the game? And are we kind of capturing that? You know, if the keeper dropped a clanger, are we making sure he is kind of, that's kind of deducted from his score? Or if someone had a really, really good game, are we capturing that? Or is it being ignored? And is there something we can kind of change? So what we're finding people say is that, you know, they're actually just more satisfied with the results club is chucking out because it's, you know, taking just a deeper stuff into account. But at the same time, we've tried to make it really simple. It basically tries to reflect what the average fan already knows. So you take the Kante example. You don't need to know how many tackles or interceptions or recoveries he needs to make in a game. You just need to know Kante's a good defensive midfielder, right? And if you know that, he will score well in club. And that's kind of all we've tried to kind of replicate. It's that sort of instinctive fan view of how a player... we're not kind of asking people to sort of adapt to a sort of, you know, quirky football world or version of football where... this player's good in real life, but actually is not very good in fantasy. Like that shouldn't really be happening if your game is kind of good enough.
Let's talk about some of the fundamentals of the game then, because it's a free-to-play game, essentially, which is obviously one of the biggest draws of it. But then there's elements that, you know, it's not pay to win, which obviously is a big thing for me, getting involved in something like this. But there are paid-for elements, like cosmetic stuff, and there's also a transfer market, and you own a club and you can sell the club and do that. Do you want to just talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, for sure. So, you know, this is, we've got a kind of philosophy, which is, you know, you've got to be able to pay the developers. You've got to be able to pay the people who make the game. But at the same time, you don't really get a game with millions of players if it's not free. You know, you've got to, you can't really sort of ask for money up front because I think a lot of people just get put off by that. And I think if you want a game that a lot of people are going to play, you've got to make it free. And the stuff that you pay for is stuff that you might not need, but you might want. So if you want that really cool badge, if you want that really cool kit design, that stuff you can kind of choose to pay for. But what we've just categorically ruled out is being able to like dump money in to win, because no one accepts that. Like, you know, this is a fantasy game. It's about your skill. It's about your ability to pick the right players and build a team. And we just think that money shouldn't really come into that, you know. And there's an even more exciting development in that, which I'm really kind of passionate about, which is the idea that, you know, in games like I won't name them, but we all know who they are, where games where they kind of constantly kind of encourage you to kind of dump more and more money in. And all that money just goes to the developers and the investors and the people who built the game. But actually what you're finding now in a lot of games is that you're going to be actually be able to share the rewards of that economy with the players themselves. So, you know, why should all the money that is kind of made through the game go to me and the rest of the guys who make it? Because actually some of that can go to the players to kind of reward them for their time and their effort, because without players, you know, you don't really have a game at all. You know, I think it is actually important to kind of give players something back. So for example, you can, if you get to the kind of top of league, the club elite, you win, you can get really cool kind of in-game items like the sort of special limited edition one-of-a-kind football kit, and you can keep that. Or if you want to, you can put it on a marketplace and sell it to another player who might want it, and you can keep that money. And that's kind of yours, and that's kind of your way of getting something back from your time without having to gamble, without having to kind of lay any money down up front. And that economy just works because we're saying, you know, we're happy to kind of share the profits from that game. And instead of selling the item ourselves, we're letting the player sell it to another player. So that's how that kind of works. And I think next 2 or 3 years, you're going to see that what they call play and earn taking off. And we're kind of at the forefront of that, which is really kind of exciting as well.
Absolutely. Let's talk about some of the... because some different features of Club then. We've touched on the scoring. We've touched on the free to play kind of element of it. Is there anything else you want to kind of add here about kind of the general concept of the game and how it broadly generally works kind of week on week?
Yeah, for sure. I think we've touched on the kind of real players, real formations,
five leagues
scoring
as well.
Covered. Yeah, five leagues. So we've definitely. I think you'll be starting with an EPL team. So it's definitely sort of quite EPL centric. But at the same time, we wanted to kind of broaden it up. So you've got the ability there, and you can see on the screenshot in the opening team, you've got a front three there of Mbappe, Haaland and Salah, which is pretty spicy.
Not bad for free, yeah.
pretty spicy. So yeah, we want to basically, you know, people will kind of have teams that they know and love. We're not asking people to dig around in the bottom of the Bundesliga to find players, although some people will, and you'll be able to, if that's your thing, you'll be able to find kind of youth players in the Bundesliga that no one has ever heard of, pick them up cheaply on the market, and then when they do start for Bayern and score a hat trick, you'll be able to kind of see their price rising and kind of gain money for your club. But in the main, we expect most people to be playing with players they know, primarily starting in the English Premier League. But as you unlock your kind of club infrastructure, like you'll improve your training ground, for example, improve your scouting network, then you'll be able to start going and picking up Haaland and picking up Mbappe and adding them to your squad. And what's interesting as well is that we're taking it into the Champions League and the Europa League. So as your players play in those games, they will score points as well. And the way we make that happen is that there are no double game weeks in club. So the way we deal with double game weeks is that if your player has two games in that one game week, you will take the highest score from either match.
Okay.
So for example, if you score 8 in game 1 and 10 in game 2, you would score 10. So having a double game week is still an advantage because you get two chances. But it's not like the sort of all-consuming thing where, oh, I have to have players from this team because they've got a double game week as well. And we haven't talked about the transfer market much, but because the prices are very variable, you know, if you see, you know, say a young player comes off the bench and he's really cheap because no one knows who he is, but you knew who he was and you picked him up the week before, and he comes on and he scores a brace, you'll see lots of people kind of hammering that buy button because they're like, Christ, got to get him. And then the price will rise very quickly. It's not sort of 0.1 every sort of week. You know, that price could go from 10 million to 40 million in, you know, a couple of days if enough people are buying. So that's really interesting because it gives you a kind of real-time kind of finger on the pulse about how people are feeling about different players. And it gives you kind of decisions to make, again, as a sort of manager and club owner. So I think on a match day in club, you'll be looking at point scoring, but you'll also be just as glued to the market.
Yeah.
What kind of price changes are going on? Do I want to cash this player out? Do I want to buy this player before he rises even more? So that's all kind of an extra element of interest, I think, that.
Because there's no benefit in FPL to moving for a player while a game's taking place. So if a player scores 2 goals, you go, well, I can wait till the end of the day or even, you know, to the end of the week. But in this,
exactly.
If a player scored 2 goals, you know his price is going to rocket. So you have
he's
to make
fly,
that
yeah. so
decision. And then he could get injured when you brought him in. And then his price plummets.
Exactly, yes.
Hi, everyone. Just taking a break here to mention this podcast is sponsored by BetterHelp. That's Better, H-E-L-P. We all know that everything that's going on in the world is putting strain on all of us. and reaching out to speak to someone is a good idea if you are struggling. BetterHelp is an app that can help improve your mental health, and you can match with your own licensed professional therapist within 48 hours. It provides a secure online platform for professional therapy who have a broad range of experience, and this might not always be available locally to you. It lets you do this from your own home through video or phone sessions at times that suit you. You can even log into the app and send a message to your therapist 24/7, who will reply with a timely and thoughtful response. Note that it's also more affordable than traditional offline therapy, and there is financial aid available to you too. If you don't get on with your therapist, you can change therapists for free. Note this is a US app, but there are clients worldwide, over 2 million of them. But do bear in mind of the time differences if you do decide to sign up. You can visit the website, which is betterhelp.com. You can check out the reviews, betterhelp.com/reviews. There's people who said that they love it because they hate going places and they don't feel comfortable doing so, but they've you know, felt really good doing it through BetterHelp. Other people have said that they're quick to respond to their messages, kind and understanding, and they feel comfortable opening up over the app without a fear of being judged. So if you like the sound of that, you can get 10% off your first month. Just go to betterhelp.com/scout. That gets you 10% off your first month, and you can join all the people that are using the app. And there's also wage mechanic as well.
Yeah, so this is basically the way we have of making sure that because there's a kind of league structure which will go on. So you're going from like the amateur section at the bottom where everyone starts up to kind of pro and elite at the top. And this basically means that, you know, the higher rank you are, the more it costs to actually maintain your squad. Mm. So your wage bill will increase as you become a bigger club, basically. And the reason we do that is because we don't really want to block sort of casual players who might be in the sort of middle ranks from having Haaland, you know, if they want them, you know. So Haaland is actually cheaper if you're in the middle rank than he is at the very top rank. So what that does is mean that if you're a sort of casual player, you can have the team you really want to have and you can kind of play and you can still afford a Haaland. But if you're at the top rank in elite, it's actually harder to kind of maintain that squad of world-class players. So the people who are in that kind of top 1% will find they've got a harder challenge. Mm. And that's what we hope is going to become like a badge of honor. You know, if you're able to kind of stay in that kind of top bracket for an extended period of time, we'll give you kind of trophies to kind of show off and show that you've been able to do that. You've got this cool kit that you can only get if you've been an elite for half of the season or something like that. So it gives kind of veteran players the kind of challenge of staying up there.
Love that. So, I mean, looking at the next kind of images around kind of owner character as well. And I think this just shows kind of how in-depth this kind of game is and how much, you know, kind of, you know, how much you can put into it and how much you can kind of get out of it. So
yeah, for sure.
What's this kind of element to the game?
So yeah, we've talked mainly about the kind of raw sort of fantasy elements, but what we've done is put this in a mobile game format. And there's stuff in here like you start with a kind of owner character, which is basically you, and you can have kind of whatever image you kind of want to kind of represent you eventually. But there's things in here about what is it like to really own a football club? What kind of dilemmas do you get into? You know, what are the kind of dilemmas you make on a daily basis? So on a really simple level, you'll be able to kind of choose what sponsor you have. And do you take the kind of, you know, mysterious oil company who, you know, they'll give you the most money, but they might hurt your popularity rating with your fans. Or do you pick, you know, Friends of the Earth and get like a really nice sponsor on your shirt and they'll be popular with the fans, but they might give you slightly less money. So all those kind of decisions you make will contribute to a sort of personality type that you get. So you'll get like a reputation, a little bit like Football Manager, where, you know, you've made choices where you're clearly a kind of fans first sort of owner. Or are you a sort of win at all costs, Abramovich sort of type? And, you know, it's not stuff that kind of really decides the game, but it's just sort of adds a bit of flavor and interest.
Injecting some personality
personality, right? So you might say, you know, okay, well, I might have finished 10th, but I did it in the right way. You know, I I've got the kind of eco-friendly club, you know, and people like that. You know, I think when you're when you've got a really social game like this, showcasing kind of who you are as well as just your rank is actually pretty fun.
Okay, so coming over to like the ranking side, so how we talked briefly about how you score points and the formations, things like that. How does the kind of time frames work? You've got different kind of weekly, season-long versions of the game that you can play.
Yeah, for sure. So one of the things we often see in FPL is that you start with sort of 8 million players at the start of season in August. And a lot of people, if they're not doing very well by November, they might go, oh, well, I'll come back next year, right? So often the game kind of ends with a lot, far fewer players than what started because they feel like they've kind of fallen behind. So we want to make sure that there is absolutely a season game. So you can, you know, play from kind of August to May in the usual way, and there'll be a leaderboard for that. But your overall rank carries between seasons. So let's say you just took off for 3 months and then came back at any time in the season, there'd always be a reason just to kind of pick up and play, start building up your club again, start climbing the ranks again. And you wouldn't necessarily think it was all kind of wasted because you're behind in the current season. There's kind of other stuff to play for, including we also run kind of monthly tournaments. So we'll do these seasonally. So, you know, in December, that will be the Christmas tournament. And you will be competing for sort of Christmas themed prizes. So it might be a kit that's kind of white with snowflakes and platinum stars and just looks really cool, but it's kind of has a Christmas sort of theme, have a Christmas trophy. It might be February, might be Valentine's. So you kind of, that you win the Valentine's kit and the Valentine's trophy. So there's always something like, you know, fun to play for each month as well as the kind of wider season game.
Yep. Yep. Nice. Club development is the next one. So again, this is where the football manager kind of element really, really comes in. I got one of my greatest moments is getting a 30,000 seater stadium for Chelmsford FC. Took them up from the, you know, bottom league back to the top.
That is big. You should talk about that more. I mean, that's huge. So this is really interesting. So this is how you can use kind of the mobile app and the mobile game element to kind of really visualize your club. So it's not just a spreadsheet. It's actually something you can see. So the screen there, you can see with the stadium, there'll be sort of fans in there. You'll be able to change the color of the seats. You'll be able to see people kicking a ball around. You can change the background, take it out of the city, put it into you know, wherever you want in the world, mountain backdrop, or whatever kind of suits you and your personality. You can upgrade the stadium to get a whole new design. You'll actually start the game with a stadium that probably looks a little bit closer to your Chelmsford addition, and then you'll have to kind of build it up over time in a sort of club building experience. And then you've got also all the things like, you know, you've got a training ground. You can kind of level that up, gives you more coaches, which might unlock more formations. You've got a youth academy where it's a little bit like a pack opening for a mobile game. So if you invest money on your youth academy, if you're really lucky, it might produce a, you know, an under 21-year-old Mbappe, which you can just slot into your squad. So it's like a different way. If you're not keen on kind of transfer market dealing, you might actually just say, I'm going to invest loads in my youth academy and I'm going to get young players out of there and I'm going to sell them.
But that would be a real player, obviously, in...
It would be a real player. So when they're in your youth academy, they're sort of mystery players. Mm-hmm. And you find out who you get when you kind of finished training a player, basically. And that would be a real player that just kind of slots into your squad who's under 21.
And the final thing we've got is the kind of item. So this is the kind of NFT element to the game and the kind of cosmetic side that we've kind of touched on. And the graphics on the screen, I think, just show, like, it's really nice, right? Look, it just looks really, really clean and really... detail what you've got on there.
We've actually updated this since I sent it, so we've got some really, really nice stuff coming through from worked some really good artists. So one of the best kit designers on Instagram who makes 3D kits, he's making some really nice kits for our sort of Founders Edition pack, so they're going to be revealed soon. He made these three. You can see the Louis Vuitton design there.
We haven't
quite signed up that brand yet, but maybe one day. You can sort of see here, you know, the different stuff you can get. You know, you can get your own club badge. Your owner has accessories, cars and watches, different stadium designs, all that kind of stuff. And this is the stuff that is paid. So in order to kind of keep pay to win out of the game. You actually charge for things that you kind of might want, but don't necessarily need. So that's kind of how we do it. But you can also win these, you know, through participation as well. And some of the rarer ones are NFTs as well, if you're into that kind of thing. So you can sort of earn them and sell them and trade them with other players. But, you know, we're sort of conscious of catering to all tastes. So if you're not one of the people who's into NFTs right now, don't need them. You know, it's sort of there'll be plenty of these kind of items available through kind of normal memes. You can just buy them through the shop or you can win them in the game for free.
Yep. Awesome. So I think that's all the kind of the main bits covered. If everyone's listening to this video, and I'm sure they are, and want to, you know, kind of get involved and in club and find out more about it, where do they need to go and when can they expect this game to launch?
Yeah, so we have our closed beta in April. So we're trying to catch the sort of final month of the football season. So that's our kind of ambition, is to get that a sort of working version of the game, which just covers the sort of key fantasy sort of elements like the scoring and that kind of thing. So that's the kind of plan for that. And then we're hoping to start fully for the start of the new season in July, where people will be able to sort of create their club and kind of really start from that point. So yeah, and we've got in 2 weeks' time, our Founders Edition packs are coming out. So if you want to sort of have something which proves you are the sort of first players of the game, really cool sort of Founders Edition kits that, you know, once they're gone, they're kind of gone. There's only 10,000 of them. So if you kind of want that sort of cool swag to show off, go to clubgame.app, and there's sort of a variety of ways you can do it. So if it's a £20 pack, which is sort of just the gold pack, sort of standard pre-order pack for a game. And there's an NFT version as well called the Meta Pack, where you can get a sort of really sort of flashy tradable items as well, which is kind of really exciting. We're getting a lot of people really interested in that. So those are the two main ways you can kind of put a marker down, get hold of your club and become a club owner.
Awesome. If anyone's got any questions about club, drop them in the comments and Adam will answer them. It's great to talk to someone on one of these that's so involved in it and, you know, as one of the founders of it as well. And seeing your kind of like passion for it as well, I think is really, you know, encouraging. This game is going to be a big hit and I'm looking forward to trying it myself.
I hope so. Yeah, hope to welcome you on board too.
Look forward to it. Thanks a lot, Adam.
Great. Thanks, Az. See you.